Good morning. I'm trying to remember how all this works. Let's see, I come out here as I begin and say good morning. I've been gone, as some of you know, for 5 weeks, 4 weeks. See you in September. We'll let it go at that, won't we? We took a break, and I appreciate so much your letting us have some time. I appreciate your filling in. Mark, Pastor Neil, Jeff Rainwater filled in. And Mark, again, I threw him under the bus just last week as I was ill. But we took some time off, watched some movies, did some things. I saw a documentary you might be interested in. Biologists have bred elephants with kangaroos in Australia. Now they've got a problem. They've got these big old holes all over Australia. Big old holes. By way of announcements, on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on this morning, a calendar of upcoming events and things that are happening. Some of those things, as we are beginning to scroll into our full year, we are serving communion this morning. We serve open communion in the United Methodist Church. All are welcome to come forward and partake by intincture, which is our usual method. Pastor Neil is not feeling well, so we will substitute for him, but we are grateful for his presence either way. Are there other announcements that we need to address as we are coming and gathering? I see two gals standing up over here. Michael, Miss Ruby.
Okay, so I wanted to announce the birth of our newest grandbaby, Carson. Still kind of hard to say. And his brother had a birthday the following day, yesterday, and Wilhelm turned two. So now I have three in September because David's the 29th. Thank you.
Congratulations. Debbie Genther is our mission chair, please.
Good morning. I wanted to say the next crop fundraiser is at Sabor. I just brought in the narthex the flyers.
It's at where?
Sabor. It's a Mexican grill on Target, Alameda, and Sable.
Okay.
Okay. And then the next thing is the clothing giveaway is October 15th, and I'm looking for any help I can get with that, clothes and help. October 16th is the Aurora Crop Walk, and I will be giving more information as time goes on that. That's going to be, the walk itself will be at Triple Creek, which is Colfax and Tower. Thank you.
Thank you. While I was gone, I'm sure you all memorized all the sermons that were given. Jeff Rainwater's we joined you virtually, so I'm aware. Jeff Rainwater's sermon on how are we to be a service to others was pertinent. Debbie Gunther is part of the guide for how we are about that. How is Burns a gift to our community, to the Christians, to the people around here? So those are some thoughts for us as we progress further. Other announcements, thanks for the good of the order. Jim Latow has something, yes sir.
My grandson Tyler turned 26 today.
You don't have all these kids, I know you don't. Okay, grandson Tyler, 26.
They're just street kids that show up around my house.
Celebrations, very good. Other announcements, Sandy Tinney has her hand up now.
I just want everybody to know, if you missed our UMW meeting yesterday, you missed a wonderful meeting, and I hope that you can make it next month.
Okay, so she's making you feel guilty and actually envious for not being there. A good gathering.
Sydney, who is Edna Lynch's granddaughter, brought Edna. And if you could have seen the love flowing from that young lady to her grandmother, it was wonderful.
A good gathering. All right. And so we gather here. There are people online. You need to be aware of that. You have an established and devoted group that are virtual attenders. I can't tell you exactly who all of those were, but be aware that we're sharing with the community beyond who we are here, and we are sharing with Christ's community. Amen? Amen. Stand, if you will. Wave hello to one another. Let us turn to our call to worship.
Good morning. Will you all rise, stay up, and join me in the call to worship, please? Lord, thank you for joining us this morning and for the time to pause and sing our praises. Thank you for this place together and the freedom to be here. Thank you for the prosperity we find in our lives, especially the joy of being in your presence. Lord, you are indeed an awesome God, and we come here singing praise God. Amen and amen. Please remain standing and join me in the first hymn, 158, Come Christians Join and Sing. Mark's going to help me out here. First reading today is from 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12 through 17. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he has judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed with me, with the faith and love that are in Jesus Christ. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
So I'm new to this, so you'll have to forgive me if I make mistakes. The scripture I underlined, Paul saying, of sinners of whom I am the foremost, that was my underlining thinking of a sermon topic idea, and I forwarded it to Paya, and she left it underlined, but I am the foremost, says Paul. What an amazing statement. How many of us would claim we are the foremost of sinners? We are more likely to point fingers and say, well, at least I'm not as bad as that other, or don't we? All right, I'm already sermonizing, and this is the prayer time. I apologize, so let's move to that. The prayer concerns on the back page. I've been a month gone. Fill me in. What has changed? Any changes? Any new things that we need to know? How are people doing? Prayer concerns. Thank you. Remembering 9/11, 21 years ago, all of those who fell. And we do, we pause and we acknowledge those. There are generations among us who have known no other time but since then. We'll address that a little bit as well. Michael, we have a prayer concern. Holly, please, over on your right-hand aisle, if you would.
I just wanted to say again that if everybody can remember Shelley Rayburn in their prayers. She had a celebration of life for her son yesterday afternoon in a park in the drizzle, and it was really nice. A lot of people showed up, and his friends and things like that. So just keep her in her prayers. She's hanging in there.
Okay, so. Shelley Rayburn, who lost her son. Member of our church gathering. All right. We don't want to let a couple of things slip too far from our consciousness. How are things in Tonga? Lucy, how are things in Tonga?
So far, I haven't heard from anybody, but I think they're good.
Getting better. Volcano, floods, water. And that rebuilding will take time, so we need to give thought to that and be aware. War continues in Ukraine. War. Holly, I'm sorry. I'm going to address that a little bit too as well. So, yep, the death of the Queen. Debbie Gunther, prayer concern. Michael, thank you.
Remember the policeman and family in Arvada that was killed last night?
Thank you. You know, to try and keep order in our societies, we assign a few of us to try and be the ones that keep the peace. They are ours. And when we lose one, we should all stop and acknowledge that loss. Thank you for that, Debbie Gunther. Don, another. Come to the microphone, please.
Well, first off, I just want to say thanks to God for giving my voice back today. It felt good to sing up here today. The second is just to let you know on my kidney transplant is that I have two more tests. I have an echocardiogram in the next week or two, and then the end of the month I have an ultrasound of my legs and stuff. And so after that, then the team will get together and decide if I'm a candidate or not. So keep your prayers coming.
Okay. Pray for Don to study up before his tests. That was a joke. Come on, help me. Michael, we have another prayer concern. Oh, she already has the microphone. Renee.
You know, going along with what Deb was saying, we need to pray for people to be willing to protect us. Police staffing is down. Sheriff staffing is down. We have no idea how precarious the situation is. So pray for people to step up and pray for their protection.
Okay. Renee praying for the people, the staff members who are police officers, sheriff's officers, who do those emergency services. They are under attack from a variety of places, and right now it is not very, it's not easy to be a cop. And it's hard work before, even when they were supported. So the next time you see a police officer, give them a thumbs up. Give them a thumbs up or a thank you. Make sure it's a thumb up, thumb up, thumb up. And they see that clearly. So we have that grace. Celebrations, we ready? Have we celebrated all the birthdays? Colleen Blake got a year older, and Shirley Tracy got a year older, and Casey Clark got a year older, and Grace Armstrong made it to 3 years old. Amen for Gracie. Virginia Kniff, 99 years of age. Today, Virginia, 99. Awesome, awesome, yeah. Colleen and Will Blake's anniversary is Monday. Happy anniversary to them. Marjorie Nuss has a birthday on Tuesday. Finau has a birthday on Wednesday. She's hiding back there. Finau, is that true? 21st, all day. Happy birthday. Mike Mitchell on Wednesday also. Sonny Dawson on Thursday. Kiana Ryder on Thursday. Ahi has a birthday on Thursday, 29 years young and full of himself. Next Sunday, Colin Armstrong having a birthday. He's turning 11. What'd you say, Holly? Yeah, I'm in a whole week ahead, aren't I? I'm new to this. Just bear with me. The dates are written right there. So, okay, now we know. Happy birthday to everybody. Anniversaries. Any others? Other celebrations. I have a couple celebrations. One was, I have not had to run my sprinklers because God watered this earth. Amen? We are in the middle of drought. Water is precious. And we have the gift of the living water, the Lord. Amen? Other celebrations. Summer, and summer abundantly. Crops are growing. Kids are growing. Life abundantly. Let's turn to our unison prayer. This is the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. You'll recognize it. Lord God, hear our prayer. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation and celebration of young children's voices. Amen. Lord God, what calm you bring into all the world around us and all the things to be busy with. This moment to pause. To pause and contemplate our beloved ones. To pause and contemplate your love of us. How can we express our gratitude? a moment to pause and explore the thoughts of this day, burned into our memories as 9/11. Not a day in infamy as Pearl Harbor, but a day of remembrance. A day that this country was attacked. A day that caregivers, firefighters, rushed to help and became victims. A day that changed how our United States of America is. A day of remembrance. Help us grow out of what has happened, Lord, into what will be in you. Help us figure out what directions you have for each of us. Give us insight. Aim us. Direct us. Be the still small voice that tells us, here is where I send you. That we might respond, here am I, God. Send me. Thank you for a moment to set all of our worries behind for just a moment and give thanks to you. You are a blessing beyond price to us. Help us remember that there are others less fortunate and help us share you with them. Lord, thank you for all that you give us. Roofs over our heads, food on our tables, clothes on our backs, firefighters, police officers, emergency services, all that is the most wonderful gift of a gracious people taking care of one another. Help us remember that, Lord. Help us remember all the gifts we have and give thanks. And Lord, hear us as we lift our voices. We gather all of us together with people around the world in languages we can't even imagine, all with the prayer that Jesus taught them, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we turn to our offering, I have good news and bad news. It's nice and cool in here. That's the good news, amen? That is the Lord's doing. We got another little broken part, but we'll fix that. It's nothing significant. Nalu has his fan back there. He's keeping himself cool. He's smart, but we are in the midst of a church that is not brand new, so there are little things that need help. If you can help, please do so. If you are only able to help by giving into the offering plates, that helps us as well, and we are grateful. But the church is about taking care of each other. And by enabling this church, we enable the word of Jesus Christ to go into the world. Amen? Amen. Let's turn to our special music.
So while the ensemble makes her way up here, I just want to let you all know that the ensemble will be meeting Wednesday night. We are preparing for Thanksgiving and Advent. There will be new music. For those who wish to sing, this will be a good time to start. So come on Wednesday. Then the ensemble will be taking a 3-week practice. Won't be singing in October, but we will start the season the beginning of November. So I hope you miss us. And She Who Must Be Obeyed just told me that we are singing the same song we did last week only because It's so good.
It's communion today.
And we love this piece of music. So, may God be with us.
Spread before me now.
Please rise if you're able for the gospel reading. And just a reminder, if you were here last week and forgot, this is the same reading that was the gospel reading last week. So in case you weren't paying attention. The gospel from Luke 14, 25 to 33. Now large crowds were traveling with him, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether it is enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'The fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going out to wage war against another king will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciples if you do not give up all your possessions." Thus ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Siéntense. That's sit down in mother speak. My mama used to say that. She didn't really speak Spanish, just enough to get us in trouble. I hope we do pause and acknowledge 9/11. 21 years ago. Most of us that experienced that as adults can remember what we were doing at that moment in time. I can remember what I was doing when we heard that President Kennedy had been shot. I can remember those pivotal moments, and that was one of those. And it was a major change. It changed the world. Think about that. I remember my dad going off to fly to business stuff, and we would drive and then walk out on the tarmac to the steps of the going up to the airplane and give him a hug before he went up into the airplane. There was no airport security, baggage checks, taking your shoes off. It's a whole different world. And we need to acknowledge that, and I'm not sure it's a gain, but it is what it has to be for what we are right now. Change is hard. I have a confession. Your pastor is making another confession to you. I haven't gotten into rap or hip-hop yet. It just has not caught me. And I don't have anything against it per se. I mean, grew up on rock and roll. I was exposed to classical, began to infiltrate, learn and love jazz. My folks, the old music, oldies stuff when my parents, some of that is pretty good. You find some of the gems in the mix of that. Hip hop hasn't grabbed me yet. I'm waiting for that to happen. It will, I hope, God willing. But change is hard. There is good rap, I know that, and I know that it's out there. It'll happen when it happens. Queen Elizabeth's passing. We've known it was coming, but I just can't even really imagine the UK, the United Kingdom, without Elizabeth there. Have you seen some of the film footage? They're showing all kinds of stuff. She's been with all of the presidents back since George Washington. All right, a little exaggeration there, just deal with it. But she, 1926, she was born. She has lived through so much and was a stalwart, a rock upon which to stand. It was a great blow to have her gone, but you see, that is mortality. Fortunately, we stand on a different rock, don't we? We stand on one that thousands of years old and still persists in our Lord. We need to lean on that rock. Going to be some changes coming out of that. Money is going to change. It won't be the queen anymore. It's going to be the king on the money. They already said, saying God save the king, that really hit me. I thought it was a song that was a song, God save the queen, and you had to have a whole different song for kings, but I'm new at this. So traditions hold on to churches too. Jeff Rainwater lifted that. Those of you who were here several weeks ago, he talked about that change and who we are and how we are. We are not full like we were. And we will never go back to being what we were in the 60s. And we need to acknowledge that. And instead of trying to envision how to get back to that, figure out how we are now and how we're going to go forward. And changes are hard sometimes. Those changes in tradition. John Wesley had the Wesleyan quadrilateral, the four pillars upon which we stand. Scripture, tradition, I've forgotten the other two. Experience and reason. Thank you. We'll get there. I've been gone for a while. Give me a break. Tradition. I want to break into Fiddler on the Roof. How many of you have seen that and remember that? The plot of the Fiddler on the Roof, they're Jewish family, devout Jewish family, and one of the daughters falls in love with a Christian, and he can't allow it. It's too big a break. Centuries of Jewish tradition, and the daughter is going to marry a Christian. He can't accept it. But this is a reflection because it walks us right into the gospel lesson, you see. The Jewish tradition, millennia old, traditions that held them together. This is how you knew who you were. This is how you were a people bound together. You were bound, the men physically, by marks of the body, the circumcision. The Sabbath, the meals, the food you ate, all of these things differentiated you out to be a people distinct but unified as that different body. And then comes Jesus. And his is a major change. Think about that if you were devout Jewish and Jesus comes among you. Holy mackerel. He goes out, he picks grain on the Sabbath. He confronts all of the chief priests and the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the lawyers. He's eating with sinners. He's doing all these things that are just driving people up the wall because they're changes from tradition. He said that, I've come to bring mother, to divide mother from daughter, father from son. And that's what his words are saying there. Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, cannot be my disciples. Now, scholars agree that the word hate is the wrong word. That detach or turn away is a better choice. So listen to it. Whoever does not come to me and does not turn away from father and mother, etc., cannot be my disciple. That's different. It's still harsh, though. Because it's saying the traditions that you have and that your family holds and that are calling you, your family is calling you to remain firm into your traditions. And yet if you were going to change to become a Christian, it means detaching from them and following him. It's harsh. And for the Jews, it would have been an incredible change. So we hear it harsh, calling it hate your father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister. And it was harsh, but it is just as harsh to acknowledge it as detach yourself from them. Because they hold to the traditions and they will hold you back with them. Think about the changes. Think about what changed. The Seder meal, the Passover was the most important meal of the Jewish tradition. I mean, all of these traditions, all of the different festivals that they kept, Saturday, Sabbath, all of those things now have been disrupted and changed. So they're a lot different. And Jesus warns us. He warns us very carefully. He says, what king going out to battle won't think ahead and decide what it's going to cost? You're going to build a tower, and if you don't estimate what it's going to cost to finish this, it may not pan out well. You've got to think ahead. What is it going to cost you? And what is it going to cost you to become a disciple? For us today, it's an easy sort of thing. While I was gone, I ran out of gas. Not my car. Actually, my welding gas. You know what welding gas is? Acetylene. So I had to go buy acetylene. Thank you, Mark. I also ran out of gas physically and just sat down a couple times, but that's another story. But I went in, and the guy behind the counter, young man, wearing gold cross. And I said, I'll bet that cross is just not just a decoration, is it? And he says, no, sir, it is not. I said, good for you. Sometimes we do that. We see people wearing crosses on their ear and crosses, and they're just decorative jewelry. And you can convert to that, or you can find some other symbol, the yin and the yang, and start wearing that. And that's awfully nice without any huge changes in your life. Maybe you'll begin to study something else, read something else, maybe even take up a different language and worship styles. It's easy. It's inconsequential. But coming to be the disciple that follows Christ is a big decision. It's going to cost. It may cost leaving behind some who won't agree with you. Yes, I am going to love one another, all of them. My neighbors, my black neighbors, my white neighbors, my Hispanic neighbors, my Tongan neighbors, my Asian neighbors, I can't get any further right now. I got a lot of wild neighbors in my neighborhood. Amen. God calls me to love them all, and I'm going to try. It might cost me something. Some of my friends might be put out. What are you doing hanging around with him? You shouldn't be hanging out with her. Think about those consequences before you start building that tower. The benefits are worth it. Being a disciple is a gift beyond measure. And it gives us that rock to stand on that we were talking about in the midst of all the change. He is and was and is to be the Lord. A rock to stand on. But the scripture reminds us, consider and know that anything that holds you back from becoming a disciple must be left behind. Harsh words. Important words. And out of that, we pause and we acknowledge them. But then we turn and we acknowledge as well that Christ gives us much more than we might have to give up. Because he offers us something. Well, he offers it when he gathers us at the table. You might take out your hymnal if you'd like to follow along. That Passover feast, like Thanksgiving. How many of you have big Thanksgiving gatherings? We used to have huge Thanksgiving gatherings. We got to the point that we had to have three different tables. I loved it. I got to sit with the kids at the kids' table. That's where all the fun is. But they were gathered at the Passover feast. And the Passover feast has a certain order, and there's things you do in the Passover. You have to eat the bitter fruit, and you have to remember the egg, and there's a bone on the plate, and there's the broth, and you eat, and you have to do these things with haste when the bread is not risen, because you have to bake it in haste, remembering that when they were in the wilderness, they didn't have time to pause. So it's all these remembrances that are happening, and it's a ceremony that they do every year. And you've done every year growing up, and they're used to it, and then Jesus breaks into it. It's in the middle of that, and he takes the bread off the table. It would have been unleavened lefse, unbroken bread. I've jumped past all of our responsive reading, haven't I? Can we pause on that for today? Let's turn to communion. Because he took the bread, and he gave God thanks. We don't do that often enough. We don't pause before we partake of all the gifts God has given us. We partake of so much. We are a blessed people. So we give thanks to God. Amen? And Jesus gave thanks and he broke the bread and he handed it around to them. And they're looking at him like he's crazy because he's doing something so radically different. This physical bread represents my body. This is my body broken for you. For you, a sacrifice for you. And so the supper goes on for a while and it gets to the end. And he takes the cup. It's the last cup on the table, the Elijah cup. And he picks it up and he gives thanks. And we understand why. We give thanks to the Lord and he said, take all of you. And he points to this wild assortment of disciples. Matthew, who was a tax collector. The zealot, the warrior on the other end. Andrew, simple, uneducated. Thomas, I will not believe unless I have proof. All of this disparate group. And he says, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this when you gather in my name and remembrance of me. So he invites us to come and partake and remember him, to feast on him in our heart with thanksgiving. Let us do that. Let us turn to communion. I invite the communion helpers forward. You know, the washing of hands was a ceremony in the Jewish tradition. It isn't really our communion tradition, it's our COVID tradition. But there's something about saying cleanliness, and I care about you doing this. Amen? Which of you would like the cups? All right. If you need the elements brought to you, let your usher know. Just wave a hand, and we'll be happy to bring the elements to you if you're ambulatorily challenged or if you'd just like us to serve you in your pew. I invite you to partake. Come. celebrate communion among us, the gift of God to us. Amen? All right, I'm going to ask you to stand. Now, last week I was listening in, and this last song got butchered. I got to tell you, we need to work on it a little bit. So we're practicing up on it. Change my heart, oh Lord. Please stand and join. Let's sing.
Yeah, 2 minutes of practice.
Better. Amen? Amen? I hope you're singing that and humming that as you go from here. It's become a part. I did not realize it wasn't something Burns knew. And so I set it up. I had it ready to sing, and I wasn't here. Mea culpa. Now we're getting a grip on. I am just the pot. But the potter is there. We are grateful. God, Son, Holy Spirit, shape us to be thy vessel of service. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I invite you to join hands. Let's sing our closing.